Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Hunter down by Lewis. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, it's time for an annual event that we need to let people know about. What's happening at Hunter Berry Farm?
Well, we have our annual garden sale, and it's going to be this Saturday, May 12th, from 10 to 2.
And let's just make sure people know where you're located.
Okay, we are at 63748 600th Street. We are 2 miles east of Lewis.
And there's a sign, I believe, on the highway there where you turn to go, well, north, correct? Is it north?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm terrible with directions, so I just thought I better double check that. So, and I'm sure you're going to see a number of cars going that direction. And what time?
It's from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. So, Karen, when you say Hunter Berry Farm, this sale is way beyond that. What are some of the kinds of things that you're going to have for sale there from various vendors?
Well, this year we have 15 vendors that will be here. And, of course, I will have my berry pies, blackberry and raspberry, all kinds of fruit pies, gooseberry, that kind of thing. And this year I'm going to be making blackberry sorbet. And, of course, I'll have some frozen berries for sale, fresh frozen from last year's crop. I made some blackberry jam this year. I've got hollyhocks for sale. That's an older flower that a lot of people like to get. And I'll have some hanging baskets and flower arrangements. Most of them I put in more antique kind of decorative pots, like porcelain pots and that kind of thing.
Yeah, people love different kind of containers. That just adds to the whole interest in a garden.
It does. And then we will have lots of garden art. My son-in-law, Ryan Williams, will have metal art, which he is a welder and makes wonderful things for your garden that just is just great. We will have the Lions Club out here from the Lions Club from Red Oak that they come every year, and they provide the lunch, which will be jumbo hot dogs, sloppy joes, chips, brownie, and a drink, and you just whatever you want to donate, and all of that proceeds goes to help Lions Club projects.
I was going to say, in addition, you have vendors with a variety of other things. You can call this a garden sale, and it's all mostly related to garden and outdoor, but you have folks coming from around the area to share their creativity.
Yes, like Sharon's Crafts. She comes from Clarinda, and she makes wonderful garden art out of plates, and she has wind chimes and a variety of those kind of items. Kent Yukon will be there, and he makes things out of barn boards.
Yeah, old. Yeah, old. Well, when you say barn boards, I guess they're going to have to be old, right?
Right.
That's kind of silly to say old, but anyhow, you're very creative.
That's right. Megan's Photography is going to be there, and what she does is she takes beautiful pictures of flowers in nature, and also she makes art out of barbed wire. This year she's got a new project. She's making flowers you can hang on your wall or out on your barn or wherever you like, and it's all made out of barbed wire. And then we have Carl and Doris, I never say their last name right, Blanchland. They are coming in. They have microgreens, salad greens, spinach, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Where are they? Where are they from?
They are from out by Oakland.
Okay. So.
And so they've got a variety of things. We'll also have asparagus for sale. There might be some rhubarb. I have Cindy Worthman coming, and she has a goat farm, and she makes goat soap and goat lotions. And this year, she's going to bring one of her bottle-fed baby goats so that people can see the type of goat she has, and it's just kind of a cute thing.
And if you want to know anything about raising goats, you ask Cindy because she raises her own goats. That's why she can bring a baby one, right? It's delightful just to visit with her about her goats as well as her products.
That's right. I love talking to her about the goats. She really knows everything.
That's for sure.
And I have a new vendor this year that is, I don't know, I'm very familiar with morel mushrooms. Have you ever been hunting morel mushrooms?
No, I'm not a mushroom hunter, but I hear stories.
Yes, it's very good. I mean, I grew up, that's what we did every spring. But she also likes morel mushrooms, so she started a little hobby thing that she does, and she makes jewelry out of little pieces of wood, and she burns the image of morel mushrooms on the jewelry.
That sounds unusual.
Yes, and they're just so adorable. I really like them. So that should be kind of a fun thing. I also have Rocky and Sharon Anderson will be out, and they have a lot of garden art things, and they have some special garden art things for kids. And I think that's kind of neat.
Okay.
And,
so,
yes.
More. You have more.
Well, just one more.
Okay. Okay.
And this is more for a yummy thing. We have C&M Kettle Corn from Stanton, and they are going to bring out their kettle corn again this year, and they have 37 varieties of kettle corn.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And it's just wonderful, and the smell is great. Yeah. And just kind of a fun thing.
So whether you want to eat it or wear it or put it in your yard, I think you got that covered. I want to talk about your berries more specifically, because when you say Hunter Berry Farm, I mean, we are talking berries. How many varieties do you have?
Oh, quite a few. I think we have about 6 varieties now of blackberries. And we have 4 or 5 varieties that I'm right off the top of my head of red raspberries. And we have some golden raspberries, some purple raspberries, and some black raspberries that we're trying to get going.
Well, and then you mentioned gooseberries. Now, that's a favorite of some people. Not at the top of my list, but for some people, they really want to know where to find gooseberries and especially gooseberry pies. So you've answered that request. And then do you go beyond the gooseberries and raspberries? Do you have other fruits too?
Yes, we have aronia berries, and I might make something with aronia berries mixed with another fruit so that people can sample that to see what that's like. And it's a very highly nutritious berry, and I'll try to have some information there about those berries.
Okay. Back to the raspberries. How are they looking? I mean, I'm guessing they maybe had a slow start like everything else, but I'm guessing they've kind of popped out.
Oh, yeah. They've got some little tiny leaves on them, and some of them are still a little bit slower coming around, but they will, but they all seem to be starting out pretty good. Mm-hmm. They like that rain.
Yeah, well, of course, yes. So why did you and Alan decide to grow raspberries? I mean, they are a lot of work. You just don't go out and pick one off the tree like you do apples. They're a lot of ongoing work.
Well, as a child, I used to go just like going mushroom hunting, and we always in the summer went hunting for wild blackberries and raspberries, and I don't know, my family just made a lot of raspberries pies and that kind of thing, and I just, it's kind of something. And so Alan's the same way. He used to go blackberry hunting, and we just decided we liked the berries so much that we wanted to have a farm with the berries, and they're very nutritious, and we just thought that would be a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, they are a lot of work. It's not just, you know, go out and pick.
Exactly. So do you have a favorite out of all of those varieties of blackberries, raspberries, gooseberries? Do you have personally a favorite, you know, that you just say, this, if I have to choose one, this is it?
Well, I personally like, we have a blackberry variety, and now let me think what they're called. I believe they're, Primark. They are a very large, sweet berry. And I think you've seen some of those berries.
Yes. Yes, they are. So, they are lovely and yummy. And yeah, so I have to tell you, my favorite are golden raspberries. If I'm going to choose one of those, the golden ones are my favorites. And some people aren't familiar with those. Okay, Karen, remind us again of time and place for this event.
It's at Huntersbury Hill Farm, which is 63748 600th Street, 2 miles east of Lewis. It's very easy to find, and we will have signs out on the highways and up by Lewis and out on our road. And you don't have to travel very far on the gravel road because it's like our long driveway. And it's from 10 to 2 this Saturday, May the 12th.
Okay. And I just have to mention, Karen, that the Cass County Master Gardener plant sale is from 8 till, usually we're done by 10. So you can just go from one to the other and enjoy them all. So thank you so much, Karen Hunter, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. It is best to disregard talk and judge only actions.